And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Covering some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia and Tennessee, and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, folks, before I go any further, too, I got to tell you about Elm Foundation. That's E-L-M, Elm Foundation. And Elm, by the way, stands for Expect Little Miracles. Elm Foundation, it's a 501c3 based out of Huntsville, and I'm loving this. All right, so their mission is to reach those who are not otherwise being reached, that are disadvantaged in our society, and do things like, you know, how about teaching them a hand up as opposed to a hand out? Giving them the opportunities to better their position in life, to get job certifications and higher education opportunities and get them off the streets. And the Elm Foundation, by the way, they pay 100% of their operating costs. Is it a nonprofit organization? Do they have grants? Sure. Do they have to take charitable donations? Sure. It all goes to their programs. And so the Elm Foundation, based out of Huntsville, is really doing amazing work, and I am so proud to have them as one of our Right Side Radio supporters. So check them out. Their website is Elm, that's E-L-M, Elm HSV, as in Elm Huntsville, elmhsv.org, doing cool work right here in the area. Check them out. I think you'll like what you see, and like I said, I'm proud to have them as one of our supporters here at Right Side Radio. Speaking of which, we are a separate business. Right Side Radio is not owned by any of the stations you hear us on. And so if you want to advertise at Right Side Radio, we'd love to talk to you. We just signed up a new contract today. I'm looking forward to getting them on the air. But yeah, Right Side Radio, we survive in our own right as a separate business. And a big part of that is the revenue earned from selling advertising. You can't call the station and get the ad sold. You got to call us. So go to our website, rightsideradio.org. If you think your business fits into our team, then we'd love to have you. There's a tab on there where you can click advertising. And send us a message, and we will jump on it, man. We'll have you on here, toot sweet. So there's that. Boomer.
Yes?
Top Gun Maverick.
Oh.
I knew I'd get you.
Incredible.
How many times have you seen it?
Oh, quite a few.
Have you already?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got. I have it downloaded.
Oh.
So now I go back in, and I just watch my favorite parts, which is basically the whole movie. I turn it up really loud and I wake up the kids.
I will confess, it is the only movie that I've gone to see without Charlene. She was out of town, I think, doing something with the grandkids. And so a buddy of mine and I went to saw it. I'd never do that kind of thing. Went and saw that and then watched it twice because I wanted her to see it. She wanted to see it. What am I saying? She wanted to see it as bad as I did. In fact, it was almost a bit of a thing that I saw it without her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, honey, let's make that happen real soon, baby. But no, I was. That's probably the only movie I have paid to watch twice that I can remember.
Oh, I mean, I would completely agree. I don't remember the last time I went to the movies twice to see the same movie.
I think Top Gun is tops.
Oh, absolutely.
You like how I segued into my dipper there?
I did. I liked it.
just slid right in. Yeah, number three on the triple dipper, Top Gun is tops. So, in case you didn't know, the movie Top Gun is being heralded as the savior of Hollywood. And I don't mean that lightly. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But you might also want to know that despite being the savior of Hollywood, despite being nominated for 6 Academy Awards, to include Best Picture, that Top Gun Maverick pretty much got nothing out of the Academy Awards the other night. It came away with 1 Academy Award for sound. That's it. That's like a token. That's like a, well, we got to give them something. What do you want to do? I don't know. Give them sound. Okay. Sound. Somewhere there's a sound technician who is reveling in the fact that he got an Oscar, and the rest of the crew's like, really? That's what we got? The heck? I mean, and you know what, though? I anticipate that they kind of knew that was going to happen. The crew, I mean, the actors. And all that. A lot of them were there. Miles Teller and some of the others were there. Tom Cruise didn't even go. He just stayed on whatever movie set he was working on, apparently. I think he's filming overseas for the next Mission Impossible is what I read. But, yeah. And now, here's the thing. Top Gun is tops, but did you see the article that was written? I've got a summary of it here on Fox News that came out 3 days ago, March 11th. Yeah, 3 days ago. Top Gun Maverick is insidious for portraying virtue of the U.S. military, says an MSNBC editor. Oh, yeah. Let's dissect this one for a minute. MSNBC opinion editor Zeeshan Aleem recently condemned Top Gun Maverick as the most insidious movie at the Oscars because it showed the U.S. military as a beacon of virtue. Can't have that. Let's make sure we're clear. This is the U.S. military. We cannot possibly make it look honorable. Aleem trashed the Best Picture nominee in a Saturday morning column painting America's military in a positive light and lamenting that the, quote, literal propaganda, as he described it, is, quote, poised to become canonized as a highly decorated film. Well, fear not, because it didn't. You know, all of the also-rans, all of the lesser box office takers got the awards. Aleem revealed that he was not as pleased with the film as millions of American moviegoers had been, though he admitted it was a breath of fresh air to see dazzling live-action aerial combat scenes. Okay. He went on to say, it beckons for a return to accepting the American war machine as a beacon of virtue and excitement. This guy way overthinks himself. Just, like, way overthinks himself. Aleem went on to add, it's a poisonous kind of nostalgia, one that smuggles love of endless war into a celebration of live-action. He takes himself so seriously. He explained that they got too much cooperation from the Department of Defense. And it was obvious that in return, they had to provide some, you know, provocative narratives for the Department of Defense. It says, in exchange for access to military aircraft, the producers of the movie agreed to allow the Department of Defense to include its own key talking points. Let me get this straight. You want to use my aircraft carriers, and you want to use my multi-million dollar fighter aircraft. And, oh, by the way, you want to take them up for a good period of time. And on top of that, you want to use real personnel to have to service them and be with you for safety. But you don't want us to have a say in whether we look good doing it or not. Oh, Aleem is something else. So it goes on to say, perhaps equally important, the script had to be written in a manner that flatters the military in order to secure the buy-in of the Pentagon. You think? Here's an idea. We'd like to make a movie trashing you. Sure, come on in. How about no? He even went on to say it's a collaboration in jingoism. Wow. Look up jingoism. You'll see why that's a weird word to be using right now. He then skewered the film over its main mission. Ready for this? By the way, if you haven't seen Top Gun Maverick, I encourage you. If you're a right side ruffian and you've not seen Top Gun Maverick, I am questioning your patriotism. Just throwing that out there. Just throwing that out there.
Go see it.
Correct yourself right now. Anyway, Aleem went on to skewer the film over its main mission to go and bomb a, quote, nuclear enrichment site, which could very well be in Iran. It revives the neoconservative conception of preventive warfare, the idea of using force to eliminate threats to America before they can emerge. Okay, let me do some splaining. Is this where I'm doing mansplaining? What am I doing here? I don't even know if Aleem is a white guy. Is he a female? I don't know what he is. So, am I mansplaining? Am I white splaining? What am I doing right now? All I'm saying is this. How about this? I am Colonel splaining to you, there, Aleem. Colonel Williams is saying, let me make sure you understand something. If there's a threat in the world, we're not warmongers, but we're also not pacifists. We're not so hawkish that we will just light up anybody who doesn't say things we like. But if you're building a nuclear reactor in a country that is hostile to the United States with the intent of enriching uranium to the extent that you can have a nuclear device that could harm us or our allies, you might get paid a visit in the dark of night. Just saying. And that's okay. Now, here's the thing. Top Gun is tops. It didn't get squat out of the Oscars. And I think they knew that was coming. And I bet Miles Teller sat there with his tuxedo on, watching and going, yep, here we go. Tom told me not to come, but I'm here. That's just me putting words in his mouth. But here's some words from somebody else's mouth. Article on Variety that came out today, actually. Headline, and I won't use his word, but Steven Spielberg tells Tom Cruise, you saved Hollywood's keister and maybe saved the entire theatrical industry. That's how bad it was. COVID crushed Hollywood. It just did. You know, movies were having to go straight to streaming because they had no other choice because all the theaters were shut down. And at the same time, there was a narrative in the United States that was emerging because of the George Floyd riots and the BLM predominance and the Biden administration got elected, that people were getting to the point of, like, you know, despair. No kidding. It was something that was happening across our nation that I don't know that I've seen in my lifetime. There was a sense of everything's wrong. How do we fix this? And then I kept noticing that Top Gun Maverick was going to come out, but they were pushing it back. And I was like, come on, man, are they going to show the movie or what? Just put it on streaming. We'll watch it. They waited. And they and this turned out to be the best decision. Steven Spielberg said in an interview the other day on a podcast about Tom Cruise, he said, you saved Hollywood's keister, and you might have saved theatrical distribution. Spielberg added, seriously, his words, seriously, Top Gun Maverick might have saved the entire theatrical industry. Top Gun Maverick waited to the opportune moment, and people flocked not just to see a good movie, but to see a movie that reminded them it's okay to be an American. Reminding them that it's okay to be strong and to have peace through strength. Reminding them that it's okay to be in a nation that reveres its military and believes you guys in uniform, you men and women who serve in green, we love you. Thank you for what you do. And because of that, Top Gun became the second movie ever to gross over $1 billion at the box office. Not streaming, but the popcorn-eaten theater box office, $1 billion. And Maverick now ranks as the 11th highest grossing movie in movie history. It's the fifth highest grosser at the domestic box office. And I'm telling you right now, the article says here in Variety, it became an old-fashioned hit that made its way out of the box office for months based purely on word of mouth. And it says that there are more repeat customers for Maverick than most any other movie. And by its fourth weekend in North American movie theaters, 16% of its audience were second-timers in the first 4 weeks. Can you imagine? Within the first 4 weeks, 16% of the people that were flocking to the theaters to buy another ticket and eat more popcorn were second watchers. Tell me we don't have a narrative that we love. I'm just telling you, people willing to pay that kind of money to go see that kind of message, it just tells you that not only did they need it, but they were willing to support it. By God, take me to a break, Boomer. I'm all Top Gun fired up right now, man. Feel the need for speed. All right, folks, Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We'll come right back and put a lid on it. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world, one soundbite at a time. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, speaking of saving the world, how about saving the world one coffee cup at a time? Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. And man, I tell you all the time about things like their environment, the way they got it set up for you just to enjoy the place. The food they've got is amazing. Let's go back to their original mission, Just Love Coffee Cafe. They have award-winning dry roast coffees, and they can grind the beans fresh, make you a steaming cup of light roast, medium roast, dark roast coffee. Mmm! And then they got what Charlene calls the treat coffees. They got the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes. And they do this all day long, man. Their baristas will square you away. I'm just going to say, maybe on the way in tomorrow morning, because right now it's go-home time, so maybe on the way in tomorrow morning you think, you know what? I am not doing the trash coffee down yonder in the break room when I get there. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to be that guy who walks in carrying the cup in my hand with the Just Love Coffee Cafe logo on it and a big old fat cappuccino that's going to keep me wired up for the first 3 hours of the day. I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. Go by there and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, because apparently a lot of people do, and that gives me the biggest kick. Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, let's put a pin in this one. We're down to the last few minutes. I will just tell you this. Top Gun Maverick is my favorite newest movie. And I got a lot of favorite movies. I got movies I like. I got and most of my movies are the kind that fire me up. But Top Gun Maverick, it earned the right to be nominated for 6 Oscars. In my opinion, it earned Oscars that it didn't get. But they say it saved the movie industry. And it was partly because we rallied around the message. Was it put together well? Yeah. Great directing, great editing, great acting, great, you know, production with the collaboration of the U.S. Navy. But then, Lord, it was the story. It made you proud. I kept almost waiting for the other shoe to drop. I was so used to being beat up with wokeness being inserted in my favorite shows or favorite movies. You know what I'm talking about? Where you're sitting there thinking, okay, any minute now, someone's going to say, and here's the non-binary pilot who will fly the lead mission. You know, something stupid. Nope. Just a straight up warfighter, made you feel proud to be an American, good people doing things for the right reason kind of movie. Well, anyway, there it is. I got several texts. I was gonna try and get to a few before we go. JT from Lacey Springs, he pointed out one of the words that boomers liked in the past. He said, "It appears the Oscars is just snowflake jackassery."
That's one of my. I do like that word.
It's one of my words that I have to pull out. Well, that's as much a jackassery as what that is. Speaking of other words, that sometimes I don't know where these things come out of my head. Allie from Athens texted in and said, "Colonel Splainin', love it. Splain on, sir," she says. Thank you, Allie. Appreciate you. What else we got here? Had a difficult time. David from Taft, Tennessee says, had a difficult time going to see Maverick due to the liberal nature of Tom Cruise. I know. It's one of those things where I have a hard time, like, you know, listening to certain artists' music, but I can get through some of it, and I got through this one. And, oh, by the way, he did a pretty good job playing what I would consider to be a conservative, so there's that. Jim from Madison, what do you say? He says, to be fair, Top Gun won only one Oscar for the beat song Take My Breath Away. Okay, it did. Top Gun won. He says, won only one Oscar. I know, kind of a pity, but I think this one deserved more. That's just me. I don't sit on the Oscar board, nor do I ever want to. John from Huntsville just gave me an A for the day, Boomer. And Boomer got an A plus. I got an A minus. You got an A plus.
Woo!
I don't know what I did wrong, but nonetheless. Oh, I know. He says because you set up the awesome March Madness bracket.
That's
idea.
What it was.
There you
That's
go.
That's why I got the A plus.
That's right, buddy. You got extra credit for that one. Yeah, just in the last minutes here, I'll tell you. Boomer had an amazing idea yesterday. March Madness NCAA basketball tournament is kicking off Thursday. And so if you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, you can join the Right Side Ruffian March Madness bracket just by clicking the button, filling in the blanks. It helps you through the process. I don't know nothing about no basketball teams, but I've got my bracket fixed tonight. It locks in because the game starts Thursday. It locks in by Thursday. And yeah. we got how many people we got in there now?
Last I checked, it was over 50.
We got
so, yeah,
over just, 50 people already signed up.
Over 50. Just make sure you submit your picks. If you it looks like you have 0 points right now, you should start off with the max number of points. So make sure you put your picks in.
Nice. And we will have swag for the winner.
Yes.
Yes, we will. We will have Right Side stuff for the winner. All right. Great show. Great day. Boomer, good job. All right. Get in there on that Right Side Ruffian bracket, rightsideradio.org. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. Y'all have an amazing night. We'll see you then.